So this is Ray Lavoy. We're sitting in the first urban neighborhood health station in the United States, as we believe. Neighborhood health station functionally will serve 90% of the folks in a city like Central Falls, providing 90% of the health care needs that they have. We have on site, we have CVS Pharmacy, we have Lifespan providing physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and lab. Advanced Radiology is here with us providing flat film x-rays and have the space to expand into ultrasound if there is a demand for that. So to marry those services with our own primary care services, we offer Express Care, which is really a walk-in service. You don't have to be an existing patient of Blackstone Valley. That Express Care in conjunction with the lab and the x-ray pretty much equates to urgent care, which is something Central Falls badly needed. And then in addition to that, we have our own primary care. We have pediatrics, we have folks in OBGYN, and then our primary care, the family practice, is here on the second floor, as we saw. We also have dental care here for the first time that Blackstone has been able to offer it in Central Falls. In addition to that, we have our behavioral health folks, and they will be co-located with behavioral health folks from the Providence Center, who hope to establish an integrated health home here for Central Falls residents. So we feel like we have got all the bases covered, and we're greatly impressed with the health center's acceptance. Urgent care is packed from Monday to Friday, and we're figuring out ways where we could also offer those services till 8 o'clock at night, eventually weekends.
This is Michael Fine. I'm the Senior Clinical and Population Health Services Officer for Blackstone Valley Community Healthcare. The opportunity is huge. In the United States, we have a market, not a healthcare system. This builds a healthcare system for an entire city, basically in one all at once. So the day we opened, there was a healthcare system for the city of Central Falls that brings together the work that clinicians do, the work that our emergency medical services does. It brings together policy levers that happen in city government, everybody together, a single team taking care of an entire population of people. Primary care, and you've written beautifully about it, primary care has three major advantages. But one thing that's not widely known is that only about 43% of Americans actually have and use primary care, even in the most reduced way, which means 57 don't. The three advantages that those 57% are missing out on are first, the advantage that comes from easy access to medical treatment. By having clinicians who are here and able to see patients the same day, people can come here where they're known and their records are known and their families and their community is known, their languages are spoken, so that they don't get unnecessary treatment, which sometimes happens in other settings. In Rhode Island, we know, depending on insurance, 40 to 50% of emergency room utilization is what's called ambulatory sensitive. Could have been taken care of someplace else. This is the something someplace else. The reason that number is so high is that for most people, there's no place else, but this is the someplace else. So everybody in the city of Central Falls has a place to come if they're sick, down the street that's committed to see them the same day they're sick. So that's one attribute. The second major attribute is the opportunity for prevention itself. Prevention has meaning when we take evidence-based, scientifically-based prevention technologies and bring them to the whole population. We can get rid of colon cancer in the United States if we got everybody over 50 appropriate screening for colon cancer. We barely get to 50%. So in the United States, we have 50,000 unnecessary deaths from colon cancer. We can get rid of HIV tomorrow if we could get everybody, every adult 13 to 64, screened for HIV and get everybody who's positive into treatment and maintained in treatment, we wouldn't have to transmit. We would, the moment we got that done, the transmission of HIV stops, but we've had 500,000 new cases of HIV transmitted in the United States since good treatment for HIV was discovered in 1996 or 1997. And you can go down the list of other preventable conditions. Prevention is a dream that hasn't been realized because we've had no way to get it to the entire population until today. What we have here is the way to get prevention to every single person who lives in Central Falls. And the third major opportunity is the opportunity of chronic disease management. You know, when you have diabetes or bad heart disease, or one of a number of other chronic conditions, you have a real challenge just dealing with all the people who are telling you to do things and the things they are telling you to do, figuring out which doctors to go to, making sure specialists talk to each other, making sure your lab tests are done on time and your medicine is prescribed and it is adjusted and everybody knows what's going on. In a market, you have chaos, which is what many people experience when they try to deal with even the simplest healthcare. A well-organized primary care practice like this can do that organization for people and help them keep track, help coach them to do the things they need to do. So we actually have a team of people, our community health workers, and part of their job is to coach those people who need gentle reminders and to make sure that they get their appointments, the appointments that are necessary on time, make sure they're reminded to take their medicines, that we check in with them on how they're doing with their diet and their weight, and their exercise. All those things take coordination, and that's exactly what happens here.
The health center is good for individual health and for public health.
Exactly.
It's also cost effective. Talk about that.
Well, you know, we can't yet say how cost effective, how much we're going to change cost over time. We know that the costs for people who come to Blackstone already are among the lowest in the state. But we also know when we look around the world at countries that do healthcare well, that countries that do healthcare well use this basic strategy of providing primary care to every single person, and their costs are 60% less than our costs are. In the United States, on average, we spend about $11,000 per person per year. In those other countries, they're spending $4,500 per person per year. So, you know, we can't yet say with scientific certainty what the outcome is, but if we can project from the work of other countries, we think we have huge opportunities to save money. And that opportunity to save money also has economic development implications, because if we can save money and lower the cost of health insurance first in Central Falls and then in Rhode Island, employers will locate here to take advantage of those reduced costs, and that helps us develop this community economically. A development that also happens just because the location of the neighborhood health station means that we have more jobs for people who need health care. In Central Falls itself, where are we up to? About 40 some people who are working here now,
and it's projected to be 100 people working in this building when it's fully operational.
And you would see this as a model for Rhode Island, but also for
the
other
nation.
Parts of the nation.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, this is what other advanced countries do, and we don't. It's not hard. It's not expensive. In fact, it saves money over time.
And there's another point you made earlier, which is in terms of medical records and data collection. It's not scattershot. It's for a patient, someone who comes here, it's all centralized, regardless of what services they get. And that's important. Why?
All their records are here. So from the perspective of an individual patient, nobody has to go chasing around to find the lab test or the x-ray or the this or the that or the other thing. You know, that used to be my life in practice. You know, waiting for somebody to find the this or the that. And now it's really here all in one place in the electronic record. So that's the advantage to the patient. It makes things coherent. The advantage to the system, the advantage to the state and the nation is pretty clear. All of a sudden, we can flick a switch. And Blackstone has about the most advanced electronic medical environment of anybody there is. We can flick a switch, and we can learn very quickly. We can print out a list of all the smokers in Central Falls and group them about whether they're English-speaking or Spanish-speaking or Cape Verdean Creole-speaking, and then send out teams of people to help them quit. And we are pretty convinced that that process will help us be effective from a public health perspective in ways nobody else has been able to.
And not just smoking. I mean, you're using that as an example.
Yeah. We can do that for people who are behind on colonoscopies. We can do it for people who haven't had their blood pressure tested, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So this is a win-win for individual health and for public health. You would agree?
We think so. Yes, we do.
I kind of think it's a home run, maybe a grand slam.